Did we really have snow yesterday, last night, this morning? You know, I hate to admit it, but I did get up this morning. I slept in a little later than normal, and I did look outside. I hate to admit that, but I didn't see anything, so I started saying, yeah. And, you know, as most people do, you pick your phone up and you start looking through things, and there's pictures of people with snow on the ground. And I'm like, yeah, somebody's playing the whole, oh, we'll get pictures from last year and put them up, and everybody, no. Dave had a picture here taken out of the studio. He said he had like an inch and a half of snow on the ground. The IHOP across the way had a white roof. That's pretty cool. Hey, maybe we'll have some more. I'd like a good year with snow. Yeah, you couldn't prove it snowed by me, but I do know it's cold, windy, and I'm supposed to go deer hunt this evening. That's why you get the term hunters are crazy. This is great duck hunting weather. Don't get me wrong, but not so much for deer hunting. I'm still hoping we can all back out of this, but, I think we're going not so much to go deer hunt. We're going to talk. Pizza House in Gray Court's a great place to eat, and the guys from the club all get around. We just have a good time. And I think, you know, if I can, loosen my death grip on the tree enough to get down after dark, I think I'll go maybe. My name is Roger Metz, and this is Woods and Water, South Carolina. It's a live Saturday radio show dedicated to South Carolina outdoors. You can tune in on your FM dial at 94.5, download the free Conservative Talk 94.5 WGTK app, or go to the website and click Listen Live link on the right side of the page. That station website's conservativetalk945.com. You can also find this show with a weekly calendar of events, pictures, videos, and whatever else I put up there on Facebook at facebook.com, Woods and Water SC. Tag your pictures on Instagram at hashtag Woods and Water SC Radio. And yes, finally, the podcasts are up on the website, woodsandwatersc.com. Again, all of that website work due to Kelsey, one of the finest interns I've never met yet, down at Outdoor Underwriters in Columbia. But if I can get down that way, I'm going to change that this week. I'll be using the website more and more, so if you don't have the social media thing, you can keep up with us on the web. If you've listened to this show, say, 6 or 7 weeks ago, you heard me ask for prayer for a good friend of mine who was diagnosed with a tumor inside his heart. He was at Greenwood Memorial, and then he went up to Duke to have heart surgery. It's been a long road for my friend, most of it in a haze of medications, tubes, tests, setbacks, complications, and whatever else goes on in the last 9 weeks. But miracles do happen, and Milton came home last night. Great news, and, you know, he's still got a long road. Of course, maybe not as long as I think, knowing how stubborn he can be. But I wanted to let you all know that he was home, and thank you again for your thoughts and prayers for him and his family. You know, we just did a pig picking last Saturday, and it sure likes we've got an looks like we've got an excuse to do another one sooner than we thought. Speaking of last Saturday and that pig, we had a good time. Not only had a lot of good friends there, but the pig turned out as good or better than the one last year. Smoking a pig is not rocket science. The real key is low, consistent heat. And to let Mike Horn of the South Carolina Barbecue Association know, I did learn something from his segment in the studio with me. I only looked once. That had to take a couple pictures. Because, as he puts it, if you're looking, it ain't cooking. If you've seen the pictures and want more details on the concrete block grill setup, give me a call here on the show or send me an email at roger@woodsandwatersc.com. Going down another rabbit trail, since it's my show and I can go down as many rabbit trails as I want to, November has 5 Saturdays. That means it's going to be time for another food Saturday here on Woods and Water. We had the barbecue show. Mike Horn from the South Carolina Barbecue Association came in. Then we did the South Carolina Seafood with Leland Rutledge at Carolina Seafood in McClellanville. And now since the weather's getting colder, if you don't believe that, walk outside in shorts, t-shirts, and flip-flops right now. And I thought my favorite wintertime food might be a good thing to talk about. So made contact with Matt Lusk, the head man over at the South Carolina State Chili Cook-Off, who, just so you know, just got back from the World Championship Chili Cook-Offs in Las Vegas, Nevada. And we're going to be getting together to bring you what I hope will be another great cooking show on chili and salsa. Might drag over into December depending on our schedules, but I'll let you know exactly when as the details firm up. Today, we got a couple of guests coming on. Rod Goodall, the executive director of Riley's Catch, will be here talking about the background of that organization and a big event coming up the weekend of November the 22nd over at Camp Thunderbird on Lake Wiley. I met Rod at the FLW Cup in August, and we finally got together at the front porch in Richburg last week to talk. Also, our favorite college angler, Geddes Brandon from the USC Bass Fishing Club, will be with us because USC qualified for the FLW Collegiate Bass Fishing Championships, which are going to be held in Lake Murray this coming April. Lots going on there, and it's good that the home team made the whole show. Right now, let's see what's on the calendar events for the next couple of weeks. The Wofford College Ducks Unlimited Barbecue, Wednesday, November the 5th. So this Wednesday, 6 to 9, Wofford College at the Pavilion. Tickets, students are $20, adults $40. Online ticket sales end 11/3, so that's only 2 days to go. Buy your tickets online. Good thing to go, a DU barbecue. In fact, there's several good DU events going on I got to tell you about today. Thursday, November the 6th, 5:45, Salute of Friends of the NRA. The Saluda National Guard Armory, 107 Webb Road in Saluda. Your contact is Dan Paxton. Email dwp66@scdmh.org. That's Friends of the NRA Banquet and in Saluda, South Carolina. Another Ducks Unlimited one. The Columbia DU Ducks in the Zone, Williams-Brice Stadium on Thursday, November the 6th, 6 to 10. It's at the Zone at Williams-Brice Stadium in Columbia, South Carolina. Tickets, $65 for a single, $95 for a couple. Online sales ends 11/5. So, hey, 4 days to go from here. Contact information, got a couple phone numbers. If you go to the DU website, you can get all the contact information. Let's see. Oh, email. Here you go. ColumbiaDucksUnlimited@gmail.com. That's pretty handy. Doors will open at 6. Dinner by Southern Way Catering at 7. Followed by one of the country's best auctions. Of course, they've got the usual DU package and that sort of thing that all the chapters can get. Music on the Mountain. Now, I'm sorry to say this wind is probably taking care of all your leaves for this year. But in case there's a few left up there next Saturday, November the 8th, 2 to 6 p.m., Music on the Mountain, Table Rock State Park. And you could ride up there and see if there are any leaves still, or go for a hike, drop back down, listen to some tunes, have a good time. Free with park passport. There's a small park charge if you're not a passport holder. Moonlight Canoe Float, Sherall State Park, November the 8th from 4:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. It's an evening paddle, starts 30 minutes before sunset. What to bring? Headlamps, insect repellent, and appropriate clothing for the weather. A good thing to do. Lake Juniper, I think, is 361 acres. So, be a neat little evening on the water. Coastal Conservation Alliance has a banquet. CCA, Lexington Municipality Complex in Lexington, South Carolina. 6 o'clock, November 13th. $60 for a single ticket, $85 for a couple. Todd Sharp, 803-600-2185 is your contact for that. Again, that's the CCA Lexington Banquet. Down at the National Wild Turkey Federation headquarters in Edgefield, they're having a Wheeling Sportsman event. It's an Edgefield Chapter's Mentor Dove Hunt, an all-day affair. It's going to be the South Carolina Forestry Commission's Taylor Nursery in Trenton, South Carolina. 8:30 mentor overview, 9 a.m. registration. They're going to have some instructions, practice. Then you have lunch and draw for blinds and shoot some doves. So that's a Wheeling Sportsman event down at the, sponsored by the National Wild Turkey Federation down in Edgefield, South Carolina. East Cooper Ducks Unlimited shucking on the Yorktown. A first for this. You're going to be shucking oysters on the deck of the Yorktown. They're in Charleston Harbor. 6 to 11, November the 15th. East Cooper is one of the biggest ones in the DU, what would you call it, the stable. Right up there on the Yorktown. Oysters from 6 to 7:30. Then they have a low country cookout on the hangar deck from 7:30 to 10:30. Ticket, auctions, all those good things. That would be one to travel to Charleston for right there. And just to be out in the Yorktown in the evening, eating oysters, low country boil, and for a good cause. There's the music. We got Rob Goodell coming up on the other side for Riley's Catch. So stay with me and I'll pick you up on the other side. welcome back to Woods and Water, South Carolina. As always, I forgot this past week now that I think about it. I'll have the calendar up on the Facebook page. I have the event, the date and website link, but check them out. And before you go, just to make sure that nothing's changed. Now, I told you on the other side that we were going to have Rob Goodall call in. And Rod's on the line. Rod, how are you today?
Hey, awesome, Roger. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. Look, I had a great time meeting with you the other day. Finally. I mean, how long has it been? I guess it's August since we've been trying to get together and do this thing.
Yeah. I think it's the crazy outdoor life, isn't it?
Boy, I tell you, you and I are both busy with this thing, aren't we?
We are. I tell you what, I'm actually reporting to you from the South Carolina BASS High School Nation Tournament today.
That's what you said, and I said, "You really? You have time to do that sort of thing?"
Got to support those young anglers. They were out there today in some snowstorms. How about that?
How about that? How much snow did y'all have down in Columbia?
I don't know, but it was enough to where I shook a couple guys' hands, and I think they were looking for some warmth. I'm telling you, it was brutal out there.
Well, look, I was scanning news stories, as I always do for this thing, and ABC 13, the Heart of Virginia, had a story on you guys. Did you get to read that?
Yeah, how about that?
That is awesome. Great. It, for those of you who don't know, I'll let Rob kind of introduce you to Riley's Catch in a minute, but this story is great. It starts out juggling busy schedules, coping with body image issues, dealing with complicated relationships, and making important career decisions. No, these are not the worries of a 40-year-old adult. This is what high schoolers are going through these days. And it says, in a partnership with Riley's Catch and Elevation Church, the YMCA of Greater Charlotte has created a new platform to guide teens through this critical transition, offering them tools to lead healthy, purposeful lives. And that's where Riley's Catch comes in. So, Rod, take it away and tell us what Riley's Catch is all about.
Yeah, thanks so much. Roger, Riley's Catch is the vision of a young man, Riley Lehman, who had a passion for people, loved people, had a lot of friends, and had a passion for fishing in the outdoors. And he was tragically killed in a truck accident in 2012. But prior to that, he had put together a blueprint and a plan for a high school fishing team and a club at his high school. And Riley's Catch is the vision that Riley had, and it was born out of his vision. We're in our second year as a nonprofit, and it's just been an incredible outpouring of people coming in to support, students coming on board and signing up for this club. And we've had as many as 237 students in one high school sign up for Riley's Catch, and really just, you know, getting into the outdoors, building new friendships. It's just been an incredible journey. So Riley's Catch is actually a nonprofit organization. And it's just been a great journey that we've been a part of, to be able to honor Riley and his vision. So,
and it looks like things are going well. I mean, from what you've told me, there are some incredible opportunities through the YMCA. Now you're, just so everybody knows, this is Lake Wylie. You actually live over in Waxhaw, and but the reason we're here and covering in South Carolina is because Camp Thunderbird is on our side of Lake Wylie.
And
there, you actually told me they have actually started a capital campaign to replace the building there because they might be having a bass fishing academy there.
I tell you what, this is the beginning of a great relationship with the YMCA and with Elevation Church and with some awesome community partners that I'd love to share about. And the Y just has a great history there on Camp Thunderbird. And fishing is part of that, and the outdoors is part of that. And as you can see by this press release, we're just trying to get kids into the outdoors. And so as you look forward after this event, we're really hopeful that we can bring more opportunities to students, to high school students, to grade school students, to get out at a camp and actually experience a bass fishing academy, which is totally cool. You know, but this event itself, you know, we've had the impact that it's had on the community is tremendous. We've got two great title sponsors. One title sponsor is the Impact partner sponsor, Scott Clark Toyota.
Right.
And the other, Clifton Larson Allen LLP. And I'll tell you what, these companies have really poured into this event. Their employees have poured into it. They see the potential and the vision of pouring into the next generation of leaders, and they're just making this thing happen. And it's exciting to work with companies like that in the community that see the value of these kids, that see how good it is to get them outside into an environment that there's so many rich lessons that you can't learn inside a classroom.
That's
cool. They've been super supportive, you know, of this event. So those are the kind of relationships that we're so excited about. And for us, it's about connecting all the potential partners and then really helping to launch a major undertaking to get kids
and you've got,
into the outdoors, you know.
And you've got BASS coming in to help you out. Collegiate bass fishermen. I mean, you got some UNC Charlotte Bass Rats on the roster, some North Carolina State Bass Pack kids coming in. Because the event you've got is, you gave me the flyer, or actually it's the poster, and I took a picture of it. I'm going to post it on Facebook after we get off the air here. But it, across the top is, what if one experience could change everything? It's Life of Impact Leadership Experience, November the 21st through the 23rd. Camp Thunderbird, archery, zip line, riflery, canoeing, kayaking, challenge course, and the Riley's Cup Fishing Tournament.
Yeah.
That's a full weekend.
Yeah, that is a full weekend. And those college anglers, I got to give a shout out to Hunter Moore from East Carolina University and his president of his club, Mike Corbishley from East Carolina University, the fishing team there, and then Brandon Kronowski of the UNC Charlotte Bass Rats. Those young men have been pouring into the lives of these high school students with us from the beginning. And when they've been boat captains, they've been teaching our kids, you know, the techniques that they've learned over the years. And it's so cool to see them give back and to see them, you know, take a weekend. And instead of them going out fishing for themselves, you know, pouring that into the next generation and the kids that they're helping. And it's exploding. There's 80 boats at this tournament today. It's just
There's
awesome.
80 boats down there. Wow. Well, you know, I was the morning that I had, or the day I had lunch with you, I was on my way to Columbia to see Geddes Brannon, who's going to be on later in the show. And
yeah.
I asked Geddes if he would get in touch with you and do something, but you're actually doing something the same weekend as Hunt Fish Paddle has a tournament on Lake Wylie, right across the bridge from you. So you've got a collegiate, their tournament going on. You got your tournament going on. I mean, as far as bass fishing, you'd be hard pressed to say, maybe other than Florida and Texas, South Carolina, North Carolina, we are surrounded by bass fishing water and kids that like to fish and pros that live here.
Heck yeah. And you just named a good friend, Adam Fillmore. He was super supportive of our event, even though he's got an event going on the same weekend.
Right.
He supplied us with a bunch of tackle, Shane's Bates, you know, Troy LaHue, John Martin from True South Custom Lures. These are small companies. But I'll tell you what, they are making a huge impact with these kids in high school. I mean, they give out lures and just gear, and the excitement that it generates is awesome. I just love seeing these companies just pour into these kids, and they're making it. They're making the difference, I believe, in the industry. So it's guys like that that are really, really making an impact. And so, you know, with this event, you know, our goal is to get these kids outside, let them experience some of these outdoor activities. We've got students that have never fished in a tournament before that are going to be captained by collegiate anglers. It's just going to be a great experience for them. And
it
I
would
can
be
tell
fun.
You what happens. They're going to be hooked.
They will be hooked. You're right.
They will be hooked. And so, you know, from that, it gives us the opportunity to then just pour back, stay connected, get them plugged into these outdoor activities that are just so rich in the teaching opportunities, and really, you know, plug them back into Riley's Catch where we can, you know, just continue to pour into their lives.
Riley's Catch has got four pillars.
Yes, sir.
Excuse me. Fun, enjoy today, live life to its fullest by seeing the potential in every situation. Friendship, understand and dedicate yourself to being an exceptional friend. Faith, it's bigger than you, love people, love beyond yourself, and fishing. Learn both the art and the science of fishing and other outdoor activities. And you just, you know, You don't need much more than that to tell you the truth.
Yep, you're exactly right, and it's so neat that a vision from a young man, you know, that wrote a letter, that we're able to just carry that on and to see how many people he's impacted and his vision's impacted, and how God's working through this whole thing with so many different, you know, great folks. And, Gosh, Roger, we really appreciate your relationship and how we met was just, you know, same kind of thing. It's just really, really awesome.
You know, I came through the doors at the convention down at the Cup down in Columbia, and what was Shane's bait? Maybe the fourth or fifth table on the right? And I had met them through Getty's down at ICAST. And so when I came through, I was like, oh, there's Shane's bait and whatever, and shook his hand, and he pulled me aside. He goes, hey, I got his card here somewhere. There was a guy here that you need to talk to him. And it was just, and you know, it was a real, well, you don't think things in this world are coincidences, but it was just a real way that things were supposed to happen that we ran at each other and they tracked me down and you tracked me down on the floor. Yep. All right. Why do you think high school bass fishing is growing at such a rapid pace, Rod?
You know what? I really feel that in high school, you've got so many competitive sports. And what we've seen in high school fishing is that around 60% of the students that participate with us are not involved in any other extracurricular activity. And I think it's a place where kids are starting to see that, hey, it's cool now. You're seeing it on ESPN. You're seeing these pros just really take off. And you're seeing that it gives them a fun, safe place to belong. And I really feel like a lot of these high school students have found their niche of a place to be. And what we're seeing in Riley's Catch is, it's not necessarily wanting to be a professional fisherman, while certainly some of our students are really motivated for that, but they want to be part of something. And that's what's so cool about the outdoors industry and fishing. You don't have to be, you know, 6'4 and run a 440. You know, you can get out there and learn and enjoy and enjoy this, you know, sport for the rest of your life. So still has a lot to do with it.
And you and I were talking, you know, we have the National Archery and School Program, and you did Center Point.
We
were talking about the same thing happens in the high school fishing clubs as we're seeing in the Archery and School Program and all that. These kids, now they belong to something. They don't have to be athletes. They have found a group they can call their own. It gives them direction. And we've had Ryan Bass on here talking about how well they've improved with civics and that sort of thing. It's great. I'm just glad to be a part of it. I appreciate you pulling me into this. I wish I could be there the 22nd. I'm going to miss not being there.
Well, hey, check this out. Scott Clark Toyota is bringing a drone
that's going to
fly 1,000 feet over the whole event. So we're going to have some great video footage. Bass is going to do a picture book article on Bassmaster.com. We got a lot of great coverage coming up, but we really would love to have you there, and we're going to miss you, you know, at that event. But, there's going to be some stuff out there. It'll be great.
Well, you keep me posted on all this stuff. Anything I can do to help you guys out, you just be sure to let me know. And, you know, next time I get to Chester and we want to eat, we're going to have to go to the wagon wheel next time.
Yeah. Well, you've got the spots because I'm heading back to the front porch, that's for sure.
Okay. Well, good. Rod, I appreciate you coming on. Good luck with this thing. Let's keep getting this message out and getting these kids involved.
That's great. Thanks so much, Roger.
Yes, sir. You have a good one.
All right. You too.
Riley's Catch is just like he said. It was a young boy who wrote Rod a letter about a high school fishing club. 2 weeks later, he was killed in a wreck. Riley's parents formed the 501c3 Riley's Catch. They asked Rod to come down and run it. And it's really taken off. The YMCA is big. These companies are stepping up with tackle. Bass is doing all the insurance. The college kids that are coming in are staying free. Their meals are provided. A great event. I wish I had gotten to it earlier in the year so more people got involved. But now you know it's out there. It's something to keep watch on. A bass fishing academy on Lake Wylie. How priceless. How great is that? There's the music. I'll see you on the other side. Welcome back to Woods and Water, South Carolina. Yes, I know it's November and deer season is in full swing, but we're talking fishing today. And on the line with us, just as he promised he would be, Geddes Brannon. Geddes, before I can let you say anything, you know, you've been on the show a lot and you've used up a lot of airtime here. So before I let you on, wait a minute, before I let you on, you told me the other day I could be on that Woods and Water, South Carolina could be on the tournament jersey. Does that still hold true?
That's right. Hey. That's right. We'll get the logo on there and Well, try to get some, you know, try to get as many viewers that around the state to get on tune in. Yeah, 94.5 and listen in.
There you go. I appreciate it. Look, I just had Rod Goodall from Riley's Catch on. They've got an event
going
on.
I heard that. Yeah. That was, you know, that's such a great thing that they're doing up in Rock Hill, right over by Lake Wylie. And Lake Wylie's my home lake, and it's kind of something that's kind of close to my heart up there. And that community and with Riley's Catch, and, you know, that's a great opportunity for the colleges and the high school teams around to be able to get involved with, and really shows how the fishing industry is moving in the right direction. So,
you know, we met right after I had lunch with Rod. I came out of Columbia, met you out at Cherokee Tackle. We went to lunch, and you were talking about this relationship. And I guess essentially it's the same one I had going down to the FLW Cup. You know, you see these pros and you kind of put them up on the stage all the time and that sort of thing. And you were telling me, it was an interesting conversation. You were telling me that you as a high school angler and the college angler, and now as a college angler bringing the high schoolers along, that's a lot closer relationship than you have with the pros.
You look at things like that, and just like any other sport, I guess when, you know, the high school guys come down for recruiting visits or stuff like that, you're basically the same age. So it's like, you know, you can relate to certain things going on in life and everything else. And, you know, instead of having a relationship where you kind of just see them out on TV, or you see them out, you know, in front of the limelight, you know, you actually get to know these kids and you get to bring some people in. There's this really cool that Facebook and social media and, the internet and opportunities like the Sportsbook Cup, the Bassmaster Classic, have really brought a lot of freshmen this year. I mean, we probably have nearly 20 freshmen on the team this year.
Wow.
That's the highest number we've had in a long time.
All right. Well, we got big news for the universities, the anglers at USC. Tell us. We're all waiting breathlessly, although I know the news. But go ahead. Tell us what's going on down there.
All right, well, just got back from Lake Chickamauga in Chattanooga, Tennessee, Hickson, Tennessee area. We needed to qualify in the top 10 for the FLW Invitational there to make it to the FLW National Championship, which is going to be held on our very own
Lake Murray
in April.
Yes.
It'll be mid-April, April 16th through the 18th.
And you're a lucky man, because you know what April 15th is for me, don't you?
And it's tax day.
I appreciate you getting with the FLW and scheduling this thing after the 15th for me. I do appreciate it. Okay.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Keep going. What happened at Chickamauga?
So, we skinned by. We came in ninth place, and we ended up qualifying for the national championship. So, we'll be down here on our own lake. We're feeling decent about it, but there again, it's still fishing. Fishing is one of the more humbling sports that you could be involved in out there. You could go out there one day and you could catch as many fish as you wanted to. You could go out the next, go to the same spots. They weren't there. So
nothing's there.
You know, we're hoping for the best, and we're glad we'll be able to be in front of the home crowd, hometown crowd. I know we had it here a few years ago and we unfortunately didn't get to qualify for that. But this year it's going to be a lot of fun. Weigh-in will be at the baseball stadium. I'm sure it's going to be a good time. They'll have a convention and, all kinds of other cool stuff, expo going on. So.
The pressure's on. You know that, right?
Yeah, you know, the pressure, I guess, not sure how I feel about it yet. I don't know if having the camera in the boat's a good thing or a bad thing. So,
well,
we'll
it's going to be tough the first time, I tell you. Whether you think about it or not, just knowing it's there, I'm sure it'll be tough.
You're right about that.
Well, when are we going fishing?
If you come down here and see me, and
I came down and saw you the other day.
You did? Okay. It was a weekday. I was having to work over at the tackle shop.
Okay.
But we do have a team trail coming up over here.
Okay.
We can fish a couple tournaments in. We're having the Tomahawk team trail.
Okay.
It's beginning November 22nd on Lake Murray.
Okay.
And it's a total of 8 tournaments in all. You got to fish 6 of them to be able to make the 2-day fish off, which will be in January, the week before the CBC on Lake Murray. So if you're planning on fishing the CBC, the last 2 days for off limits is going to fall in our 2-day fish off, which is $5,000, guaranteed. Tomahawk Fishing Shop, located in downtown Columbia, is the main sponsor. Groucho's Deli is also sponsoring it. and our good friends over at Loose Fishing are giving out a free reel for big fish for select tournaments, and ALX Rods is also giving out a rod for a couple of select tournaments as well. So, you know, that'll be a good time. I'd like to have you down here and get in the tournament group of things at Lake Murray, and hopefully it'll transition over to April.
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, the pressure's on, but on the other hand, you've only got, let's see, what, 6 months to get ready for it? Of course.
That's plenty of time, I hope.
Yeah, the only problem is the fish are changing. During those 6 months, they're going from chasing shad and the herring schools and all to dormancy through the middle of the year to pre-spawn. And in April, are we going to be looking at a spawn bite, or is that still going to be early?
I think we could see a spawn bite. You know, I think the herring spawn might be happening a little bit. There might be some fish out on the point. Not sure yet. I mean, it just depends. You know, it's all about seasonal patterns.
Right.
And, you know, at Chickamauga, they should have been a couple week progress, but then you had a flood come through, so it kind of messed up the bite a little bit, and it made the fish harder to catch. And, you know, with the fall transitioning bite, we'll just have to stay out on the water at certain times of the season. See how it's progressing.
There you go. How much snow did you have this morning? Are you?
We had a little bit of snow. We had a little bit of snow. I'm in Columbia now. It's not. I tell you what though, it's not turning out to be pretty weather for the game. That's for sure.
Oh no, no. If it's windy down there like it's windy up here, it's going to be, you know, going with the wind. You might throw the ball 40 yards further.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good. Well, I appreciate you coming on. Good. We're gonna have. I think we talked about having a monthly update starting in January on how the team's doing and what
That'd
y'all are
great.
Doing. So we'll do that, and then of course I'll be down there covering you from the media side this time around, which would be fun.
Yes, sir. And I would like to encourage all the listeners as well to go on and support Riley's Catch and support everything they're doing up at Rock Hill and Lake Wylie. And we're gonna try to get involved down there. There's actually a charity tournament down here tomorrow that is for one of the FIMU girls that tragically passed away on Santee Cooper Lake this summer. So we're trying to build awareness for boater safety, and FIMU's putting on a tournament down here, so that'll be interesting as well. But I appreciate everybody listening, and go on and like us on Facebook and keep up with the team.
There you go, bud. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, man. Good talking
to you. See ya. You know, there's a guy, college ranks, and he is, when we went to Gaucho's and got just a bite, I'd already eaten like 2 or 3 hours before. So we went and got Gaucho's has like it's not called a kid's meal. It's called the mini or something like that. And it was pretty good. But anyway, he was talking about that relationship between the high school and the college angler, because the ages are so close that it's easier. And it's a better and a more fun, and you can really bring those kids along. So good news. At least the home team will be there to defend the home water come April. But it's a lot of pressure on them. It's going to be interesting to see, but we'll keep you posted here. I do need to go fish with him. I haven't bass fishing forever, but anyway, that's my problem. I got a couple minutes left. Let's see what kind of stories here I've got. Well, here's a good one for you. Being that it's deer season. In the news, Hendersonville deer poacher turns himself in. I think they knew who he was, actually, and he just, you know, showed up rather than chasing him. 30-year-old Jason Mundy from Hendersonville told Tennessee Wildlife Resource Agency officers on a Thursday that he shot a 15-point buck while sitting in his truck in a populated area at night. And they got a picture here, and this is a big deer. I mean, a big deer. Of course, he's got a court date set for December the 12th in Sumner County General Sessions Court. The thing to take away from this is this next line. He stole from a lot of people when he did what he did, Markham said. There's a large percentage of people that want to do everything honestly, and every now and then you get the small percentage that think, for some reason, they're outside the law. They take something away from everybody else, whether it's another hunter or just somebody that likes looking at wildlife. It's a form of theft. So, you know, and I often wonder when people do something like this, what story do you tell? You know, this buck is 15 points. I mean, it is huge. But what story do you tell? You know, it's got to be an all lie. And then you got to remember the lie that you told the last time you told the story. So, anyway, don't do it. It's okay. You know, you might get him next year. You might not. But somebody will, and somebody will have a good story. So, yeah, I run with some people who, you know, ground check things and that sort of thing. But, you know, they're not, it's not really intentional. But we all do things we shouldn't do from time to time. So anyway, got a really good 10 ways to get your kids out in nature and why it matters story from On Parenting by Lauren Knight coming up in the next segment. Listen in. Got kids of your own. This is something you want to try. See you on the other side. Back to Woods and Water, South Carolina. I just had somebody drop in the studio here that's, I really was hoping you were going to send me a text saying you weren't going. But I got my brother Paul sitting in here.
We're going.
We're going.
Yeah.
Have you looked at the trees out there?
It's a beautiful day.
This is what happens when you're brothers. You kind of have to take a hit for the other one. Yeah. And you got invited, and that's why I got invited.
Well, there appears to be no into our insanity when it comes to sporting
are you
endeavors.
Actually, are you getting up in a tree or are you just going to sit on the ground?
If I can find one that won't blow over on me, I'm going to get up in the tree.
Oh, no. But we're going for the food, right?
Food afterwards.
The food?
Pizza House.
Pizza House.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Let's hope we don't kill one. Then it would delay us getting to the Pizza House.
It's cold enough. I think it'd be all right for an hour or so. Yeah,
probably so.
Thanks for coming in. I appreciate you sitting in for a little bit.
Yeah.
You can see how it all works, and I'll turn it over to you next week.
Sure.
Okay. Dave will help you. He's real good about stuff like this. All right. I told you we had a story that I really, really, when I found it, I was like, this is one I've got to talk about. And it's simply titled, it's from On Parenting Magazine, 10 Ways to Get Your Kids Out in Nature and Why It Matters by Lauren Knight. And she goes through a little thing. We awaken to the gurgling sound of a small creek and, you know, they were up in the mountains on vacation. But it, and I'm just going to pick out a few things here that she mentions in the article. According to Richard Louv, a 2008 Audubon Medal recipient and author of Last Child in the Woods, kids today are becoming more and more removed from nature at the expense of their own psychological and physical well-being. Children are spending more time in structured environments on electronic devices, leaving little time for unstructured play in nature. And as Paul will attest, when we were growing up, we had lots of unstructured time in nature.
Just be home for supper.
Just be home for supper. You know, my goodness, the things we did, swinging on vines across the creek, catching green snakes.
Running around in loincloths.
That's the mental image not everybody wants to see. Building forts, playing Daniel Boone.
Yeah.
Fishing.
Yep. Fishing, hunting. Catching salamanders.
That's right.
Damming up creeks.
Swimming in the creek.
That's right.
Catching crayfish.
Till the snakes came.
That's right. Catching crayfish.
Yeah.
Yep. I remember one got a hold of you and split your thumb open one time.
Yeah, we got a big one time.
That was a big one. But that's, you know, and we were very lucky. I mean, I kid you not. We were to be born to the parents we have, to grow up where we did, to do the things we've done all our lives. We are very lucky.
Yeah, very.
But that's just the way we grew up. And to us, going and hanging out in a tree on a windy day, well, it's not very far removed from everyday life.
It's still crazy.
I'm trying to get us back a little bit so people don't say those two are wackos. Anyway, getting back, he says, as it turns out, being in nature is not the tree hugging hype of the past. And, you know, we and I have many conversations about the tree huggers, and the older we get, the more we lean towards that. And it's not a tree hugger environment. It's a conservationist, outdoor enthusiast type attitude now. The first point of the 10, inspire curiosity by being curious yourself. And that means, you know, a parent's excitement is contagious to the kids. So when you're out in nature, you know, wow, look at that. I remember being in Alaska with Jordan, and we were driving from Anchorage to Copper River, Yeah, Copper Center. East across Alaska. And we'd go over one hill and I go, wow, Jordan, look at that. Another hill. Wow. And finally I just turned to her and said, you know, I can't say any more wows because every hill you go over just, and, but she was in it just as much as I was because I was in awe of what we were seeing. Encourage questions you don't know the answer to and then go find out together. The parents have got to be the ones to get the ball rolling in this outdoor adventure. Two, simply be in nature with no other, be in nature with no other distractions. Resist the urge to micromanage your child's experience in nature. How many times have you told your kids to be quiet in a deer stand?
Well, you try not to. You try to let them just be kids, although you want them to be quiet. But you got to let them be kids, and if they can last 5 minutes, then that's that was the hunt.
And when they say they're done, they're done.
Yeah.
Pack up and go home.
Yeah.
And that's what they're talking about here. Forget about teaching moments. Just show up and observe. Find a spot near a pond or a creek and encourage your child just to look. You know, you never know what you're going to see. It's, you know, birds, squirrels, frogs, whatever. Just get them out there. Expose them to it. Don't make it about you. Make it about the kids. Here's a favorite one, and you and I have had this conversation before. Limit electronic devices while commuting. You know, every car you see, kids in the back seat watching the DVD player, looking at their iPad or whatever. You know, in my car, as much as we travel on vacation, stuff like that, if it wasn't over 2 hours, you didn't have a movie on. You were looking out. So if you have to carpool in the morning, turn off the devices. Encourage your kids to look outside. You know, the early morning fall skies are beautiful. The colors out there on the leaves. You never know what you're going to see, and it teaches kids to be aware of their surroundings. You and I have had this discussion about young drivers who all they've known is riding in a car, looking at being entertained.
Yeah, yeah.
And you wonder how much of that carries over to when they start driving. It's there's no change there. That's why you have so much texting and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah. And everybody says, oh, don't text and drive, and everybody says they believe it, but it's almost automatic. You just reach over and pick up the phone without even thinking about it.
And when that's all you've ever done while you've been riding in a car, you know, that's what you do while you're driving a car.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we didn't have DVD players, and so we learned to look out. And it's amazing what your eyes will pick up if you just let them wander outside the car.
Yeah, my kids are, you know, a little older than yours and out of college, and they come home. Some of their biggest stories are talking about the fits I threw about them watching movies in the back seat rather than looking out. And
that's right.
They have a big hoot over that.
And
but
what
the message got through.
One of the hardest things to do is teach, especially in South Carolina, because our woods are claustrophobic. You know, I love our woods. I love our mountains and all, but goodness gracious, they can make you just feel closed in because they're so thick, except for wintertime. Try to challenge yourself. Look out the car window and look past that first line of trees as you're going down the road. If you haven't done it before, it takes some doing.
You can see deep in the woods driving though. There's something about the movement that that front row will blur and you can see way back in there.
But you can't let them be entertained all the time. Turn that thing off, make them look outside and be aware of their surroundings. Number four, seek out natural untouched spaces and return often to them. You know, a field, edge of a forest, a small creek, just somewhere to go that's yours. You know, going back from time to time, not only with the change of seasons, but the cycles of life. She says we lived in Washington, D.C. and had the milkweed field. In the summer, the field grew tall and green with deer trails throughout. In the fall, hundreds of milkweed pods exploded with fluffy white seeds, and we marveled at the monarch butterflies that congregated near the plants on their migration south. This place was magical and right in the middle of the city. You don't have to get out in the boondocks to have a place like that. There's plenty of them right around here where you live. It can be even in your backyard.
And our woods, you know, like you say, our woods are close and claustrophobic, but there's so many small things you can notice if you just pay attention.
Yep. Make time for unstructured outdoor play. Probably one of my favorite things is just to go outside and just be there. You know, a walk in the rain. Yes, Gore-Tex, you know, all that. It's there for a reason. Go spend some money on it. Studies from the Kaiser Family Foundation found that children between the ages of 8 and 18 are spending 6.5 hours a day plugged in electronically. That's 45 hours a week. You know, She even says here, try skipping organized sports for a season. Use that time to go outside and be in, with nature and your child. I know families who are so strung out from getting kid A to soccer practice, kid B to this, that sort of thing. And it's as stressful on the kid as it is on the parent. Stop thinking about nature time as leisure time. Time and nature is an essential investment in our child's health and well-being as well as our own. Changing our mindset will change our priorities. Something to think about. Read about nature with your child. And this is one thing we grew up, we read. The bookmobile.
Miss Castle.
Miss Castle and the bookman. She always tied the books up with a little white tie.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we read. Want to encourage and inspire, check books out from a local library that are colorful with nature, language, and adventure. Better yet, read them outside. A few suggestions. Some of your favorite. Adventures of Tom Sawyer.
Great one.
Adventures of Huckleberry Finn.
Even better.
Little House series.
That's a good one, too.
That's a good one, too. Lord of the Rings. You didn't like that one, but I did. Some of my favorite books. Anything by Robert Rourke. Gene Hill. Peter Hathaway Capstick. Patrick McManus, if you want humor in the outdoors. Archibald Rutledge, right here from South Carolina. Oh, man, there's just so much out there. Let's see what number 8 is. Plant a small garden. Well, can't do that right now. You know, springtime comes. It's amazing how much you can get out of one tomato plant. And let that kid be in charge of it.
Why would you want to grow a tomato plant?
I like tomatoes. You who douse everything in ketchup and lots of it, but he doesn't like tomatoes. Okay, let's see if we... Green beans?
Green beans.
Okra?
Okra.
Okay. A few bell peppers? No, back off your chart again. Yeah. Okay. Look at the stars. This is one thing my dad, when we were growing up, was one of our favorite things to do. You can visit a local observatory, find a place out in the country where there's no street lights, and just go look. Watch for the space station, something our family likes to do. Go to spotthestation.nasa.gov. You can sign up for email alerts. The space station goes over in its orbit, and you can look at it, and it shines as bright as any star.
This is a great time of year for that. You get a blanket, go lay down on your back. You don't have to worry about insects and all.
That's
in the wintertime, sky's clear, and just stare straight up.
There you go. So take some of those things. Go do them with your kids. It's not about you. It's about getting them outdoors. So Chuck Norris for the week. Chuck Norris doesn't call the wrong number. You just answer the wrong phone. Oh, me. This week I'm going down to the National Wild Turkey Federation headquarters in Edgefield. The DNR and National Wild Turkey Federation are holding a deer clinic for kids, and I wanted to go so maybe I could learn something. I'm going to cover that. I'm going to go to get a tour of the headquarters, the museum, the new shooting facility they're building, where the South Carolina Scholastic Sporting Clays tournaments will be held next May. Ryan Bass was on talking about that. And hopefully we'll have someone from the National Wild Turkey Federation on the show next Saturday. They have a great program, Save the Habitat, Save the Hunt, and I want you to hear about it. I have a pet peeve, more than one, but this is only one right now, and I saw the beginnings of it a week ago in Chester. Christmas is here. Christmas on the streetlights, on the radio, and on the store sales racks. But not here at Woods and Water. We don't talk about Christmas until after Black Friday. Not because I'm a big Scrooge or anything, but because there's a day called Thanksgiving that is getting run over and forgotten in the rush to get that perfect discounted Christmas gift. So coming up on 11/22, that's Saturday before Thanksgiving, I'm going to have a special guest with me, and we'll be sharing a few memories that we've made and are thankful for over the last 17 years. Yes, my daughter Jordan is going to be here. She's headed off to college next year, and it's just amazing how fast the years have gone by. Maybe you know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about.
I know, yeah.
Or maybe you just started down that road with one of your own kids. You know, I made mistakes. You made mistakes. Trying to make them like the outdoors as much as we do. I want you to hear from her what those were. But more importantly, some of the things she remembers. I won't ruin it, but one of those is the time I ran the battery on the boat down while we were up the Wando River in February, waiting for Sea Tow to come rescue us. I want you to see that not everything has to be perfect for them to smile and talk about it as they get older.
The best stories come from the worst disasters.
That's it. So it's just time you spend together outside. So I hope you'll take this month and remember to be thankful at Thanksgiving instead of rushing past it to get to Christmas. There's James in the background. Appreciate Paul being here. Appreciate Rod and Geddes for calling in. Hey, be positive and get the cold weather gear out of the attic. We might have some more snow. Sorry, the leaves are probably gone, but be careful while you're out there. Remember to dress for the weather. Make those memories now. Don't forget the camera. We'll see you next week.